Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
RTE Radio 1.
Kevin Bridges returns with a brand new stand-up show. Here if you need me.
Bread is making you tired. Really? You ever seen a duck yawning?
Live at 3 Arena Dublin, Friday, November 6th, Saturday 7th and Sunday 8th, 2026.
Well, I am. His name is William. You just decide to start putting full stops in the middle.
Kev Ayen is back and he's here if you need him. Tickets available now.
Comedy updates on RTE Radio 1.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. With Zurich Life Insurance, you can relax. We've got you covered. Visit zurich.ie or talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Dáil Éireann has heard opposition parties hit out at government for ditching energy credits in the budget, as documents made public by Sinn Féin last this week revealed advice making a stronger case for energy credits this year. The Taoiseach and Tánaiste insisted they're taking a more targeted approach to help those with the lowest incomes. Drive Time's John Cook has been chatting to people availing of the Midwest Simon Food Bank in County Tipperary today to hear their views.
I've been coming here now for the last, I suppose, 2 years or so. I got diagnosed with cancer there in 2019. And so I suppose the expense of illness and everything else, and my husband only has like a kind of a minimum wage job. So
I meet Carmel on Kenyon Street in Nina as the monthly food bank run by local volunteers and Midwest Simon is getting underway.
Food bank here kind of really helped with the three kids and just kind of keeping on top of things. And then, of course, I was re-diagnosed again there last year, so...
Oh, I'm sorry. Again, and how are you doing right now with cancer treatment?
Not doing too bad. Kind of just, you know, it's every day as you go kind of thing. So, yeah, the food bank is great. Like, the way you can just kind of get that little bit of extra few bits kind of to add up to your shopping. Because shopping has gotten so expensive. I remember, was it last year, I think it was, my shopping was coming to about maybe 80 euros, and now it's, like, going up to, like, nearly 120.
Yeah.
So it was last week with a few extra Christmas bits on it. I was something like, it was nearly 160 euros and then he fell down.
Over 2 hours this morning, up to 300 food parcels were given out at the Nina Community Food Bank, as many of those availing of the service told me about their situation.
It's a great thing. It helps put a bit of food on the table for the kids and the family. It's just the price of stuff and energy costs at the moment is just outrageous, especially in this weather. You know, you keep heating on nearly all the time with the cold weather. I work part-time because I'm on disability. I suffer with MS.
You mentioned the cost of the bills. Can you get fuel allowance? Or are you getting help?
I get a fuel allowance, yeah, but it's only, what, 25 euro a week. It helps a little bit. But no
energy credits this year.
I think it's a bad decision on the government, especially next month when it comes in January. I'm going to be over 1,000 euro for electricity. We just have to knuckle down and maybe get a loan from somewhere and get a bit of help somewhere else to help pay for everything.
How are you this morning?
Thank you so much. So cold in the morning.
Yes. Yes.
Maria, what kind of stuff have you got in the bag today?
Cereal, beans, peas, soup.
Chopped tomato, sugar, coffee, tea. Sometimes we have rice. Sometimes we have porridge.
Can I ask, how long have you been coming to the food bank here in Nina?
Maybe 3 months. Sometimes I'm shy come to this place, but it's necessary right now. I am a strong woman, but I can't find a job. It's upset me.
I'm a pensioner now.
Have you anyone else to provide for at home, or is it just yourself?
Just my wife and my brother. Well, I find the cost of living the last 12 months is very, very, very expensive now. I think of other people. I think I won't be able to afford maybe a Christmas dinner this year. People are homeless. And
will you have enough to get by yourselves, William?
Yeah, just about.
I have two kids at home, a 15-year-old and a 6-year-old. So it's handy to have it for them over the Christmas. It's great. Do you know, family things, and do you know, when you're hard times, you know, the food helps a lot when you've not really, do you know.
What's the hardest thing for you now, Pat?
The hardest thing for me, like, is keep the fuel going on the fire. Solid fuel is expensive now. The fiber that they gave us there on the rise, like,
fuel allowance,
really goes nowhere as such in the countryside, you know. Electricity has gone higher. Any of those things, fuel, oil, diesel, any of those things are all gone up now.
I have a son that lost his leg 5 years ago. There's a lot of things. So
you're looking after him at home as well. So
I'm his care. Like, the hardest thing is food and heating. I find it very hard now for the heating.
How are you feeling since the budget? There was no energy credits this time ahead
of
Christmas.
There wasn't.
The government said they'd have more targeted supports for those that need it most.
Yeah, of course.
Were they a loss?
A big loss. Mm-hmm. A big loss. I'll have to cut back. I can't afford to turn on the heat. I won't turn it on now until 6 o'clock this evening again to heat it up for the night. That's all you can do.
There's always prices going up. There's nothing going down, any dead bodies.
You have a bit of humour about it all anyway, Simon. What about the bills? Not a laughing matter these days.
Last year now, they were very good to us. Extra electricity, extra money.
The energy credits you got.
Yeah,
they're fantastic. Are you missing that this year now?
Yeah. Oh, you are big time, yeah. I get £30 a month, but that's disability with my daughter. £30 a month, she gets energy costs. Yeah, you could do it a bit more, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Handing out the food parcels today are the great volunteers of the Nina Community Food Bank, coordinated by Sandra Farrell.
We estimate today we have close to 300 people. This time last year, we probably only had about 130 bags given out to families.
Really? So you've more than doubled in terms of the number of people availing of the regular food banks here?
Yes, absolutely. We do have another food bank coming up to Christmas on the 18th of December. Again, we'll see about 300 bags of food given out then. And also, we hope to have extra food at that point to give out.
You know, you can come here and get a few extra bits, so we'd be lost here without it.
Back on the street with Carmel, who we heard from earlier, I asked her more about coping with cancer and the cost of living coming up to Christmas.
I put a little bit away every week and try and kind of keep on top of it. Like, I did get help as well with the oil as well from St Vincent de Paul, so that has been huge help because I've
You needed extra help with the bills, you missed those energy credits this year?
Oh, definitely would, so yeah. And rent electricity bill. You know, the Christmas lights and stuff on as well, and it's getting darker earlier, so the lights are on a lot more. Yeah. The money off we had from the government was so helpful.
And the government says that they want to have more targeted long-term supports for people. There's help through community welfare officers, things like that.
Over the years I've gone through the community welfare officer, but it's not easy to access those either. It's kind of just like means testing. And one time before I had gone to the community officer about something, and my husband was something like, I think it was like €10 over or something. They were like, you know, you're not like €10 is not a lot of money, really.
When you're when you're facing those bills on Christmas,
for like €50, €100, like,
and or the college fees, as you said, the school costs,
like, and you're penalised for like. Yeah. I mean, I know they have to have limits, whatever else, but like, there's no kind of flexibility there at all. It's kind of very kind of rigid, so it's not accessible to everybody.
Carmel, you're going through an awful lot in terms of the cost of living and bills and cancer. Mm. Will you get to enjoy Christmas with your family?
Oh, I will. I suppose the fact that my cancer is incurable, that no matter how hard things are, I will make it special, because I suppose every Christmas is special now for me.
You don't know how many Christmases you've left, is what
you
mean?
I don't. No, well, this is it. Like, you know, as long as I'm up and about, I'll do my best to make the best of it. And it's just trying to hide those worries from the children, because they're asking for things and you're kind of going, oh, sure, we'll see how we go, like, you know, whatever. When you're in a low-income household, one of the things, I think, as a parent anyway, it's that guilt of always saying no because you're trying to pay bills. And children don't understand that, you know, the cost of living has gone up. Yeah, but look, I always try to put the smile on and keep the sunny side out, so.
Carmel, you're an amazing person.
Thank you very much.
I hope you have a lovely Christmas with your family.
Well, thank you, and you too.
John Cook reporting from the Midwest Simon Food Bank in Nina in County Tipperary there. And if you've been affected by any of the issues raised in John's report, support is available on rte.ie/helplines.
Agus anois príomhscéalta na nuachtaí le Marian Ní Húlaáin.